Cinch.
Hello, everyone. This is David Garrow from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is Saturday, August 21st, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1945, physicist Harry Dochlin is fatally irradiated in a criticality incident during an experiment with the Demon Core at Los Alamos National Laboratory. In 1959, President Eisenhower signs an executive order proclaiming Hawaii the 50th state of the Union. In 1963, special forces from the Army of the Republic of Vietnam vandalized Buddhist pagodas across the country, arresting thousands and leaving an estimated several hundred dead. In 1968, Soviet Union and Warsaw Pact troops invade Czechoslovakia, crushing the Prague Spring. On the same day, Nicolae Ceaușescu, leader of Communist Romania, publicly condemns the Soviet maneuver and encourages the Romanian population to arm itself against possible Soviet reprisals. In 1968, U.S. Marine James Anderson, Jr. posthumously receives the first Medal of Honor to be awarded to an African American. In 1971, a bomb explodes at a Liberal Party campaign rally in Plaza Miranda, Manila, in the Philippines, with several anti-Marcos political candidates injured. In 1976, Operation Paul Bunyan, a full-scale military operation aimed at completing the task that had started a few days earlier, that came to a sudden halt due to the axe murder incidents at the DMZ in Panmunjom, Korea, begins and ends without incident. In 1983, Philippine opposition leader Benigno Aquino Jr. is assassinated at the Manila International Airport. In 1991, Latvia declares renewal of its full independence after the end of Soviet occupation. And lastly, in 1991, the coup attempt against Mikhail Gorbachev comes to an end. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, August 21st. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.